The Washington State Patrol is reminding drivers to move over or at least slow down when approaching emergency vehicle that's stopped with its lights flashing. The patrol will begin a 3-day crackdown Tuesday on drivers who don't give troopers some space. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
It happens about 30 times a year. A Washington State Patrol trooper has someone pulled over or they're helping a motorist and bang, another driver smashes into them.
This is a Chevy Caprice
that obviously was rear-ended.
That's Sergeant Paul Cagle paging through photographs of wrecked patrol cars. He says between 2007 and last year, more than 200 State Patrol vehicles were struck by the side of the road. Amazingly, no troopers were killed, but three were injured, along with several civilians. Sergeant Cagle says he's never been hit, but he has had some close calls.
I nearly had my door taken off. Sometimes I feel like I would have to sprint to my car when there was an opening.
Washington law requires drivers approaching an emergency zone to move over one lane, or if that's not a safe option, slow down. The law also applies to tow trucks and other vehicles providing roadside assistance. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.